DJW Mobile.
JW M4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, you're kind of scratchy, but I heard you in there. How are you?
Under a couple of bridges on 85 at Augusta Road. Kind of a really low spot. Should be better here now. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
It is picking up. It is doing better, and I'm climbing out of the hole right now, too, so I could have been scratchy while I was down there in it. I'm doing good. Loving life. I'm loving this summertime weather. Seems like winter flew by, though, but it is nice outside. You still working a bunch?
A little early tonight, which was good. I'm supposed to be on 410s, and they had me work my day off last week, and it looks like it's going to happen again this week.
It's better than not having work. If I had my druthers, I'd rather be working more too much than not enough.
I'm not complaining about the job, for sure. I complain about the people at the job, but I won't complain about having a job. No, it's not bad. The longer I've been there, the better it's gotten. So I hit 30 years last week at the company.
Almost unheard of these days. When I remember when I was back at Michelin, I worked for them for, I think, 18 years is what it was last time I did the math on it. And they always said it's not your father's Oldsmobile anymore in the job market. It's not like you stay there for your whole career. But for some like you, it is. I'll be making my my fourth big move here if what I've got in the works right now pans out.
I hope it does. Will it be a move from the area or just a move to another company?
Talked about me moving to Texas, but I'm not interested in moving to Texas, so we'll see how that works out.
Companies are working with people a lot better as far as locations now. They figured that out. Some of them can really do the job remote, and others can do it so-so. Mine couldn't. I had to be there at work every day.
Driving up to the window at Little Rebel. I'll be back in just a minute. W4DJW.
Is that LK?
I'm back.
Must have had it ready for you. N4ZLK.
Well, I was window 1 of 2. I got to go up to 2 of 2. I'm behind a Camaro. One of those new Camaros with a big Chevrolet emblem on the back. Third in line, so if I disappear again, it's because I'm at window 2 of 2.
Have you ever driven one of those Camaros, those new ones?
I haven't driven, I owned about 3 Camaros and 3 or 4 Mustangs and about 3 Firebirds. I haven't had one of those since, when? It's almost 20 years now since I had an American muscle car.
Excited when they came out with the concept for the new Camaro, several years ago. But my wife rented one. Her car, she had an accident, and that they had said, we've got a van or a Camaro, because we went to Easley Enterprise, and they just had a few vehicles, so we took the Camaro, and it was pretty uncomfortable. It would move, it'd be fun to drive once or twice, but it was hard to see out of, and it was very uncomfortable.
Two things like that, two instances. When I was a teenager, I was 14 years old, I got my first Mustang, and I loved that car. And I guess comfort didn't mean anything to me, because I went back and drove a 64 and a half, 65 Mustang years later and thought, wow, this is like driving a boat on land. So it was nothing like the Trans Am that had radial tuned suspension, and wherever you turn the wheel, that's where the nose was pointed, and the fenders didn't dip at all on either side. They stayed flat and parallel to the earth. But going back to the Mustang, the 64 and a half Mustang, that was like driving a boat on land.
Hello, one back mid late 70s, back when they weren't know, considered much to have. Anyway, it was my dad's. My dad had it for a while. But, you know, comfort's relative. Back then, you know, we didn't know the kind of comforts we have now. But I was a little disappointed in the Camaro. I'm not a big Dodge, new Dodge fan, but I was. My cousin has a Challenger, and I was pretty impressed with that. That was very comfortable.
Dodge. But I've always liked the Plymouth with the wing on the back. They've had a lot of really nice cars, the Challenger, the Charger, they just make. And I've even looked at some of their dually trucks. I come really close to a Dodge in the past, but I've never pulled the trigger on one. But they are some nice looking cars.
KN4VWA.
4ZLK. Go ahead.
Hey, you guys, just happened to overhear your conversation about the vehicles, and I own a Dodge, but it ain't got no Dodge engine in it. It's a Cummins diesel. That's the only Dodge that I'd have. Oh, man, and David, I am, both of y'all, I'm restoring, or I'm going to be in the process of restoring a 65 Mustang. It's a six-cylinder, three-speed, and it's going to be that sunflower yellow.
Yeah, I saw it. You had one on the lift and one under the lift, and you had one in one cubby hole and another one in another cubby hole. I saw all of those when I was over there last time. So, yeah, that brought back some memories. I restored mine completely. Mine was a fastback. And I think I told you about it. I was going down the hill on Strange Road toward Eastside High School. And the guy that I went to school with was coming up the other side, coming up the hill in an Opel, and a Buick Opel, little car, but he was doing about 70 miles an hour, and he lost control, came across the center line. That was the end of my Mustang.
That sounds a little worse than a toothache.
Deppered in the back, and I had the seat folded down. It was a fastback, so he'd sit back there. And I remember as my face was going into the windshield, looking at him coming past me, his head going into the windshield, and then my cousin's head came into the windshield, all three of us. Like everything went into slow motion.
How bad were you hurt?
Back to the emergency room and let go. My cousin broke his leg in about four places, and he was in a body cast, and his hip and some ribs. He's in a full body cast for like 6 or 8 weeks before he got out of it.
Guys survive. That's the main thing. Well, hey, take the day off Friday, bud.
I interviewed today, and it went really, really good.
Really? Well, congratulations. Hopefully someone that will be able to appreciate your skills. But, Thursday afternoon and Friday, Scott's coming up, and we're going to be flying.
Yes, and Shane, I don't mean to leave you out, but I've been working on that program to cut that airplane out. I keep tweaking it. One day I'll have it to where I can knock an airplane out in about a half a day or a quarter of a day, and it'll be machine finished. But we just need to keep building our skills until, because that one is kind of hard to fly, but keep building our skills until we can mass produce them.
Shane, you need to come out and fly with us some, buddy.
Is that LK? Yeah, I would like to at some point. A little busy right now. maybe a quick and hang up my hat on what I'm doing now and get into some other stuff. But Dave, I want to know how the German Shepherd fared in that accident.
Hey, W4DJW. So when we settled back in our seat, we were all passed out. And I think the dog woke up first. Because when I woke up, my head was looking over at my cousin, and he was a mess. But then I looked out the window on the passenger side, and there was Mr. Strange's pasture was out there, and he had horses in the pasture. And my German Shepherd was out there chasing the horses right after going through this enormous crash. And a horse kicked him in the tooth. It got one of his canine teeth, and his body went up in the air. And it did about three cartwheels in midair before he landed on his belly. And I went over there and got him. And then I walked back up the hill to a trailer, knocked on the door. I was a bloody mess. I can't think what they were thinking of when they saw me all bloody at knocking at the door, asking them to send the ambulance down the hill. And they did, and they got us all packed up and made it to the hospital. They sewed me up in the emergency room, took my dog to the vet. He sewed his hole where one of his canines was. But that was because a horse kicked him. That wasn't because of the car accident. If it weren't for that, he'd have been just fine.
Well, what about the guy in the airport?
He died. My cousin came close to it, but he was highly intoxicated. I think that's the only thing that kept him alive.
Well, I hope you collected a little something off of that.
He Mustang with a Pontiac Firebird, but that was about it.
Well, goodness. Well, in the meantime, guys, I am trying to figure out how I'm going to put up a Mosley TA-33 on a 50-foot tower by myself. And I think I've got something in mind. I might be able to do it.
I'm going to go in and eat. Pick that up with Shane. I tried to get you to talk about your Mosley on my net on Saturday night, but you were gone already. Anyway, pick it up with Shane. I'm going in the house and eating supper. W4DJW.
Shane, what you doing, buddy?
Sorry. See you, Dave. Good to talk to you. N4ZLK. Steve, I'm just driving home. You can tell me what you're going to do, but I don't know how you're going to do that antenna on the tower.
34 feet wide. All I can say is, thank God for John Deere.
I would help if I had some free time, but goodness, seems like the older the kids have gotten, the less free time I have.
Hey, I got a hot flash for you, bud. It don't get no better. All they do is come home and ask for keys to the car.
Moved out, and three are married. I've got one little granddaughter now. She's 7.5 months old, and we have another one on the way due in September from my youngest son and his wife. But it just seems like everybody's got birthdays and everybody's wanting to get together and everybody needs a ride to the airport or whatever. It's just crazy.
I guarantee you that the minute you put the ink to the line on that marriage license, your time was no longer your own. Somebody else had your social agenda in mind. Well, listen, I'm going to jump off here, too. I'm going to grab a nice tall ladder and see what I can't do about getting some stuff done. And, I'm going to try to do this thing tonight. So you take it easy, bud, and just, hey, roll with the flow. It all works out. 73 is KN4, BWI. I'm going to clear out your final, big guy.
I hope it works out. Be careful on the ladder. Good to hear you. N4ZLK Mobile, 73.